Peter, can't wait to see you again. June 21st. It's a Thursday night. You're coming back to Riverbend Music Center, probably on stage. You could almost see your old home from there, couldn't you?
Almost, yes.
How are things going? You're out with your friend Steve Miller again. Last year, it looks like it was a blast. Had you guys hooked up prior to last year as touring partners?
We had, yeah. Over the years, from the 70s, the early 70s, we played dates together, small dates together. And then as we got to the mid-70s, his career took off like gangbusters, and so did mine. So we ended up playing huge places together, stadiums and stuff like that. So we played every size venue together, I think, over the years. So I'd been trying to organize something with Steve again. And a few years ago, we did, I guess, two or three shows together, not a full tour, and loved it. And, you know, I got to jam with Steve during his show, and he really enjoyed that too. So when it came available last year, looking for someone to go out with, you know, to do the river bends and places like that around the country, just, you know, thought, well, maybe it's time, you know, let's see if Steve wants to do it this year. So he did. And it went so well that we decided to do the places we didn't do last year this year. So we're coming back around again, and I get to jam with him every night. And so that's sort of a highlight for me every night.
That's a good thing. I'm sure that you know through all your conversations with Steve that Les Paul was his godfather. Does he have some good stories about growing up and having that gentleman hanging around?
Oh, Steve has great stories. Yeah, I mean, he's never specifically gone into detail, but I know the love was there, you know, and I had the privilege of knowing him too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, to be able to say hello, Les, is pretty nice. And I remember one time I was on tour with Ringo on the All-Stars, and we were playing New Jersey. And I'm just about to go on stage, and one of the stagehands says, there's a phone call for you. I said, I'm just about to go on stage. He said, I think you want to take this one. So he handed me his cell phone, and it was Les Paul. He said, hi, Pete. I can't come down tonight, but I just wanted to wish you a good show. That's the kind of guy he was.
Wow.
You know, out of the blue, I get a call from Les Paul. So he was a superhuman being, as well as being this mad inventor of so many different aspects of what affects what I do for a living, you know, from recording guitars, you name it.
Sure. Peter, you and I are the same age. I'm going to get down to brass tacks here. I get asked at least weekly by my friends or somebody else, how long are you going to work? You could be retired right now. How come you're still working? My answer is I love what I'm doing. I love getting up and coming to work. What's your excuse?
That's the same for me. I mean, ever since I started playing guitar, it was very soon after that that I developed a passion for it and music in general and sound and audio and engineering and the whole picture very early on. And so it's something that is so much a part of me. We say we go to work. We also, with music, we play music. So I get to play for a living, and I've always appreciated that, never taken it for granted. And it's something that I'll keep doing it as long as they want to see me and as long as I can get on that stage.
Attaboy. Yeah. Keep that attitude. Keep it on. How about your set list? How often does your set list change? When do you tinker with it?
Oh, we tinker with it every year. I mean, a couple of numbers will change. I'm bringing in a couple of different numbers, that one new, one old. With Steve, we get 80 minutes. He gets 90 minutes. So it's not everything we'd like to do. I try to take care of as many people as I can with what they would like to see and hear. You know, so, yeah, I change it up every year.
We are catching up with Peter Frampton. Peter's coming back to town. It's actually June 21st is a Thursday night to play Riverbend. What about new record plans? Are there plans? I'm sure you're always writing songs.
Yes. I've just come up with a song that has now become something that everything else that I write for whatever this next project is has got to come up to. quality-wise. So that's what I always look for. I look for a song that is one of those special ones that sort of starts the project off, and now I know I've started. I don't know how long it's going to be, whether it's going to be vocal or all instrumental or half and half. I know once I've got half a dozen pieces of music that I'm very happy with, then I know my direction. Mm-hmm. I can see where I'm going. But I write every day, but it's not every day that you come up with those special pieces of music. And that's what I'm looking for every day. And you'll know when I found them, because there'll be another album or at least an EP or something.
A few minutes ago, we were talking about you and Steve Miller and the fun you had last year and the fun that is anticipated for this year. Without naming names, have you ever been out on a tour where whoever it is you're with, the chemistry just wasn't there, and it was kind of a chore to get up there every night because it just didn't seem like it was working out?
Well, I'm lucky in as much as my band, I'm so impressed with my band as people and musicians, and we're very lucky that we get along, the whole crew and band. It's a big family, and very lucky about that. So it doesn't really matter when we play with someone that might not be as matched another artist or band. You know, I can't really think of anybody that I just couldn't wait to leave the building, you know. Mm-hmm. People that I tend to work with or get to work with have been in music most of their lives and probably multiple decades. So we've all been there and done that. And I think by now it's kind of an acceptance of no one's trying to show off or be better than anybody else. It's just, you know, we're there and we enjoy working, you know, so enjoy playing, enjoy the audiences. And I don't think there's anybody that I really have hated working with ever.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. I was just asked to ask you about your guitar collection. How many? What kind? Favorites?
Yes. Well, I had a lot more guitars until 2010. And then we had a 100-year flood in Nashville. And where everyone stored their equipment in town got flooded. And the equipment was underwater for 3 days. So I lost 44 guitars.
Oh, I knew you lost. Yeah, I knew you lost some instruments. I had no idea it was 44.
Yeah.
Wow.
And two, I saved the Epiphone, the original 1964 Epiphone Texan that I wrote all the songs that everyone knows on. That I saved, and also a Fender Stratocaster that was the Hank Marvin version model. So Les Pauls, unfortunately, didn't make it. But what I did was I was very lucky that I was able to be covered by insurance. A lot of people weren't, and I was just very, very lucky that I had flood insurance. So I managed to just go and not replace them all. So I don't have probably... Maybe I have total 40 guitars. I travel with 12. I mean, I have one of my favorite Gibsons is a 335, 1964. I have obviously my Phoenix Les Paul that I got back after 32 years. The original Les Paul on the front cover of Comes Alive, mm-hmm. and the one that I played with Humble Pie. Various different Les Pauls that I use. I just bought a Fender Telecaster, a 1959 one. It's beautiful, vintage one. I have one of everything, one of all. It's like, you know, having a toolkit. They're beautiful tools, by the way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like I need, like a painter needs a palette of colors. I need a palette of different flavors of sounds of guitars for different things. So, basically, you know, I have one of every different type of Fender, one of most types of Gibsons, just so that I know that when I need it, I've got it there to have the right color.
Well, that certainly makes sense. And I want to wish you continued success and keep on having fun. We look forward to Thursday, June 21st, for your appearance with the band and Steve Miller at the Riverbend Music Center. And Peter, it's always my pleasure catching up with you. Thank you so much.
Same here, always. Good to talk to you again.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.